You know, in life, people are going to make mistakes. You know, I think obviously they're disappointing. You know, if you ask them, I'm sure they were disappointed. You know, but you know, I think we welcome them back. You know, I think you know, they've earned that respect. You know, their teammates and the coaching staff, myself included. You know, so. You know, you're not going to just shun the guy forever because of a mistake. Obviously, you're not happy about it and disappointed about it. But, you know, they've served their sentence, so to speak, and now they're back. You know, I think he's a very instinctive player, you know, as far as keying diagnose. He has good range both in the run game as well as the pass game. You know, one of the better plays I've seen him make was, I think it was 2nd and 10 there in the final drive. On a screen, split two tacklers and made a really good play. So I think just, you know, with all the experience he's gained, you know, since all the way back to Dallas when we started plugging him in, you know, you just see him continuing to grow as far as, especially his production. You know, it was, you know, our poorest tackling game for sure. You know, some of it is the opponent and then, you know, some of it we just didn't execute very well. So it's something we've talked about. And actually, it was a must for the game against Green Bay. So, again, that's something we're obviously our antenna's up and we're working on this week. Well, I think, you know, anytime you're involved in a successful season, you know, usually you have to be a little bit fortunate in all those areas. You know, I'm not going to be all bubbly about sitting here at 3-11, you know, so it kind of is what it is. I think we'll be positioned to, you know, help ourselves pretty well moving forward, but we still have 2 games in the 16 season. We're still trying to evaluate and see who that nucleus will be.